Yes, as God's people, we have to be very careful. We have to be sober. We have to be vigilant. We have to sieve the things we hear and the things, you know, before we accept them and make them part of us and order our steps according to such things. In my second split sermon today, I'll be talking about the holy convocation. The holy convocation. The holy convocation. And I want to take you to Leviticus 23, verse 1. Leviticus 23, 1. God spoke to Moses and told Moses these words for the Israelites. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. So God was talking about the feast, but before the feast, he started with the holy, with the Sabbath day, the regular weekly Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and an holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. So God called today a Sabbath day, and he said we shall have a holy convocation. We should gather here. You know, we should have a holy convocation, holy gathering. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 5th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day shall be holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. So when you look at, when you read this chapter, all the way down, you see all the days that God called holy days. And God wants us to converge in those days. And he said it's a holy convocation. If you also go to Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah 9:14. Nehemiah 9:14. Nehemiah 9:14. Okay, I'll read from 13. Say, thou comest down also upon Mount Sinai, and speaketh with them from heaven, and gave them right judgment, and true laws, good statute, and commandment, and made known unto them the holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses your servant. So in this chapter also, today was described as a holy Sabbath. As a holy Sabbath. Now the question here today is, if you also read Exodus 16:23 and Exodus 28, today is a holy day. What makes a day holy? What makes a day holy? What makes our convocation today a holy convocation? If you go to Isaiah 6:3, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. So referring to God, say God is holy. God is holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. God is holy. So a place cannot be holy without God's presence. If God is coming to have a meeting with us, it is a holy meeting, a holy convocation. So the presence of God today is what makes our gathering a holy assembly. It's what makes today a holy day, because God's presence is in this day. So today is a holy Sabbath because of God's presence. This is a holy assembly because of God's presence. Because nothing else, no one else can make a place holy, if not God. Just God can make a place holy. If you turn to Isaiah 57:15. For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. So God says he is holy. God says he is holy. So when we come to Sabbath service, when we come for a gathering like this, what do we have in mind? Do we prepare? Do we have a mindset of people that are coming to meet with God? Or do we just dress up and come to church? Do we prepare? Yesterday, we described yesterday as the preparatory day. How do we prepare for today? How do we prepare for the Sabbath day? What do we do to get ready to meet with God? When you are going to meet with God, do you just go and meet with God the way you want? Do you dress anyhow? What is our mindset like when we go to meet with God? Now, this is what we need to do anytime we are coming here for a Sabbath service, because the Bible says it's a holy convocation, and we must ensure that we are coming here with the right mindset to meet with God, to hear from him. Let's see what God told Moses in Exodus 3:5. The first place the word holy was mentioned in the Bible. Exodus 3:5. I'll start from 4. Exodus 3:4 and 5. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, because, you know, Moses saw the bush burning, but, you know, the leaves didn't burn and so on. And Moses said, let me go and see. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. And he said, draw not near hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. So God told Moses, this is a holy ground. This is a holy place. Put off your shoes. Put off your shoes. When God said to Moses, put off your shoes, it sounded like Moses was going to bring contaminants. Moses was going to contaminate the place with his shoes, because that was his work shoe he was using to work for his father-in-law. And he was using the same shoe. He was stepping into a holy place with the same shoe. And God said to Moses, take off your shoes, because you stand, you are in a holy ground. So what does this tell us? And if you also turn to Joshua, if you go to Joshua 5:15, the book of Joshua 5:15. Joshua 5:15. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy. So the same thing, Joshua saw a man. Joshua didn't know him, but he introduced himself as the captain of the Lord's army. And he told Joshua, put off your shoes. You are in the holy ground. The same thing. Whenever God appears to woman, he tells them, put off your shoes. Are we supposed to put off our shoes today before we come to God's house, before we come to meet with God? I think so. I'm not referring to our physical shoes. If you turn to Proverbs 6:16. The book of Proverbs. Proverbs 6:16 says, these six things does the Lord hate. Yes, seven is an abomination unto him. Proud look, a lying tongue, a hand that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, false witness that speaketh lies, he that soweth discord among brethren. God hates these things. If we come to a Sabbath service with all these things or things like this, we are coming in here with our shoes. The day of preparatory is the day that we are supposed to examine ourselves. The day that we are supposed to remove leavenings from our hearts. The day that we are supposed to prepare our minds to come and meet with God. We do not want to come here to contaminate the house of God if we believe that God is here and this is a holy place, because God said it's a holy convocation. What do we need to take out? Let's go to Psalms 24:1. The book of Psalms 24. I will read 3 and 4. Say, who shall ascend into the holy of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. He who have clean hands shall ascend into the holy place. So first of all, if we on Friday when we begin to prepare to enter the holy day, we should start removing a lot of things. For instance, pride. First of all, we have to humble ourselves. We have to remove pride. If you turn to Philippians 2:5, when we come to God, this is the type of mindset. This is how we should come before God. Philippians 2:5. Mr. James Calantis read this place earlier. Philippians 2:5. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So this is a mindset. We have to wear humility when we come before God on a Sabbath day. When we gather like this, we have to put on humility, humble ourselves. A proud person cannot learn. A proud person cannot understand anything. It takes humility to learn from God. It takes humility to walk in the path that God wants us to walk in. So if we are coming to God and we believe that we are coming to meet with God, who is the Most High, we must humble ourselves. This is very important. This is one of the shoes that we have to remove. This part of the shoes. We have to forgive people that have wronged us. If we are coming here on a Sabbath day, we must wear a clean mind. If anyone have wronged us, let's try our best to forgive them before we come for a holy convocation. If you turn to Matthew 5:24. Matthew 5:24. Jesus Christ said, "Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there your gift before the altar, and go thy way first, reconcile to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." So God wants us to come here with a clean mind. If we are coming here to ask God to forgive us, let's make sure we're forgiving those that wronged us first before we come to God to ask for forgiveness. So we must wear a humble mind, a humble spirit. We must wear a forgiving heart before we come to God. If you turn to Hebrews 12:14. It says, "Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see God." Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see God. Are you coming to meet with God, and you are not at peace with your neighbor? You are not at peace with your brothers and your sisters? You are not at peace with your family? The Bible says, without which no man shall see God. Another thing that we need to take off is the burden of the week. The things that bother us, the things that take control of our mind, all the stress, all the things that take control of our mind when we sit down, when we lie down, we are thinking about them and we're forgetting God. It's the time to put them by the side. And everything that we have to be talking about, thinking about, should be God on the Sabbath day. If you turn to Matthew 11:28. Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So we take off our own burden, and we take the yoke of God. Jesus Christ said, "It's easy, and you will find rest." You will find rest. So we take away all the stress, all the weekly stress, all the burdens, everything that troubles us, all the house rent, all the bills, all those nonsenses that we kill ourselves for. Jesus Christ said, "Take my yoke." Before we take his yoke, we have to remove the one that is bothering us, the one that we have on our neck. We have to take it off first of all, and we take his yoke upon us. We learn from him. Say his yoke is light, and we'll find rest unto our souls. So we have to do this. These are the things we need to take, remove, if we are coming to God. So we have the right mindset. We come to God and come to him alone. So when we sit down here, we'll not have divided attentions. Our mind will not be thinking about the market, this and that. Well, you know, we will not be so distracted that we'll not even focus or pay attention to what is going on in the church, the sermon, the messages, and the songs. We have to remove all these burdens from our neck. We have to take off unhealthy conversations. Certain conversations that will not help others, that will not edify, conversations that will bring others down, conversations that, you know, that we are not even supposed to mention with our mouths. We have to take all those things out. If you turn to 1 Peter 1:15. First Peter 1:15, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversations. Be ye holy in all manner of conversations. This is very important. We need to mind what we talk. We must make sure that our conversations, we give glory to God. Our conversations, we lift our brothers and sisters up, we strengthen them, we support them. We don't engage in conversations that will bring people down. We don't engage in conversations that will destroy other people on the Sabbath day. This is very important. We must engage in conversations that will only give glory to God. Conversations that will support God's people. We can have conversations with God in prayers. That's good. We can talk to God in prayers. We can discuss Bible with one another. Everything that uplifts and gives glory to God. Those are the kind of conversations we should engage ourselves on a Sabbath day or in a gathering like this. If you turn to Psalms 1, one of our songs, I think the second hymn today was taken from the book of Psalms 1, verse 1. The one that said, blessed is the man. So let's turn to Psalms 1. Psalms 1 from verse 1. It says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of waters, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drive away. So we have to engage our mind. God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, shall meditate on it day and night. This is what we should be doing on a Sabbath day. Engage our minds in the word of God. Thinking of God, meditating on the word of God, it cleanses our mind. It empowers us. It strengthens us. That is what we need to do. We don't just come here on a Sabbath day the way we want. If we are coming to meet with God, we don't want to bring contamination to the house of God. We don't want to contaminate a holy place. We must make sure that we are prepared physically and spiritually. Our mind, our body, we have to put everything to work. If you turn to Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So any day we come here, we need to make sure we are presenting to God a reasonable sacrifice. Our body, a living sacrifice to God. This is very important. And if all of us prepare very well for the Sabbath, and we cleanse our mind, we remove pride, we forgive those that have wronged us, we select the words and conversations that we engage in, and we come here just for only one purpose, only one purpose: to meet with God, to hear from God, and to fellowship with one another. Then God will walk with us. If you turn to the book of Acts chapter 2, you will see how they received the promise in the book of Acts 2. Jesus Christ promised them a comforter. Jesus Christ said, I will give you a comforter. I will send you a comforter. But stay in Jerusalem till you receive the comforter. What did they do? The Bible said in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and it said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the day of Pentecost is a holy day. It's a holy day. It's a holy convocation. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place. So these people, they all came expecting one thing, looking up to God for the comforter. They were in one accord. That is how we should be anytime we come here. We have to come here with one purpose. We have to come here in one accord, and that is to serve God, to hear from God, to fellowship with one another, you know, and to have this fellowship with our God. If we remove all these things, if we remove our shoes, then we'll be in one accord. We'll come here for only one purpose. We'll come here like, you know, when people die, they say they don't take anything to grave, but the spirit is the only thing that goes back to God. We come here with that mindset that we are leaving every other thing behind, and we are just coming here to meet with God. And we prepare our minds and our body for that purpose. If you turn to 1 Thessalonians 4, 7. 1 Thessalonians 4, 7. For God had not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. And the Bible says that everything we do today, the Sabbath days and the holy days, the feast days, those are shadow of things to come. We are learning how to be with God. We are learning how to stay with God. Because eternity, the Bible tells us, that we will dwell with God. God himself will dwell with men. So now is the time for us to learn who God is and how to approach him, how to stay with him, how to dwell with him. If you turn to Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 2 tells us that, assures us that God himself, Revelation 21:3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. We will dwell with God, God himself, not the angels, not the pastor, not the bishop, not the reverend, God himself. We dwell with us. This is the time for us to learn how to dwell with God, how to walk with God. This is a time for us to learn how not to contaminate a holy place, because God himself will descend and he will dwell with us. I don't know how you feel about dwelling with God, living with God himself, the maker of the whole universe. We don't even know anything about his universe. We know nothing. Even our own brain, we don't even know how to make use of the brain that God has given to us. And this is the personality that will dwell with us. We have a lot to learn. We have a lot of preparations to make now. And the Sabbath day is part of the preparations to meet with God, to dwell with God. If we can prepare our mind today, if we can take off our shoes, remove filthiness, remove wickedness, remove evil from our hearts, and come here with a pure heart, a heart to meet with God. That is a good good way to prepare to dwell with God himself. So brethren, let me just recap a few things I've said in conclusion. Today is a holy day, and our convocation, our meeting today, is a holy meeting because God is present. And every other holy day, God is present. That is what makes a day holy. And if we are coming here on a holy day, we must prepare ourselves. We must have the mindset that we are coming to meet with God, a holy God. And the same way he told Moses to take off his shoes, we must try to make sure we don't bring contamination in God's house to meet with God. We must take off our shoes, remove pride, forgive those that have wronged us, mind our conversations. Make sure that when we come here, we have only one thing in our mind, to meet with God, to fellowship with his people, and to fellowship with our God. That is the way forward, how we can keep the holy day an acceptable convocation with God. So I want to encourage us, brethren, let's continue to learn, let's continue to grow, because we will dwell with the Holy One. God himself will dwell with us.